listener. Are you serious? Bro. What? What? Why are all these sirens going off when I want to record, please? I can't record in my house. I have roommates. Which is really just the nature of the day. Today has been weird, and with the chaotic start with a beautiful ambulance in the background, I guess we can get into the nitty-gritty of this ramble. I wanted to try my hand at it since I haven't posted, and while I know this is a hobby, I want to be consistent with it. I really like this. I like it a lot. So yeah, I want to try and be consistent with this, and I've been working a lot, and I haven't been able to find good times to record because I also live with a roommate. I have a couple that I did manage to record, but now it's about finding the time to edit them. So, but yeah, today has been weird, and this ramble is going to be about something that happened just a couple hours ago when we were close to closing the store, my manager and I. There weren't any customers, so he rolled up something for us to smoke, and we had a smoke break. So I work at a place where it's totally cool to just smoke in front of the shop, and so we're smoking and we're talking, and I'm really enjoying this smoke. Like, whatever strain he put in was making all the trees more colorful, light, brighter. It's really nice, really euphoric. And so we're, you know, having a good time, and this guy randomly comes up to us on his bike and jumps straight into a story. And oh my gosh. And this story, he starts going into saying, you know, we live in a world with a lot of hate. You know, it's usually fine. White people don't like black people, and black people don't like white people, and things like that. And my manager goes, yeah, you know, it depends on who you are. It's not everybody. It depends on how you grow up, you know, all that shit. And the guy's like, yeah. It's just, this is usually the way it goes, right? But me and my friend, we were having a conversation a while back, and he was saying what was the solution to all the world's problems. And my manager goes, weed? And the guy goes, well, you, that too. that too. But, but the guy says interracial relationships, and I'm like, okay, this conversation is taking a turn. but it's what he says next. He goes, you know, I want to see white men and black women together, and, you know, black men and Mexican women and white men and Asian women, because if you fucking and you have a child, you can't help but to love that child. That's a piece of you. That's a part of you. And there's just so... And there's just so many layers going on in this conversation. First of all, I'm black. My manager's white. The implication here is that I'm fucking my manager. Now, this guy doesn't know that, but it seems as though he saw us smoking together outside the shop, and I guess he thought we were together. Which, I mean, my manager's kind of hot, but what makes this whole thing worse is that my manager has a whole girlfriend, and I'm not into cheating. I would hope he's not into, well, not to kink shame, you know, but yeah. You know, the conversation goes from there, but I'm trying to keep my composure because I'm a very expressive person. So each turn that this conversation was taking, my face was changing. Oh my gosh. But man, today was weird. It was weird. And now I have like 10 minutes to get inside and participate in this edging challenge. Me and some besties are doing an edging challenge for a week, starting today. Man, I have faith in myself. I would like to have faith in myself that I'm gonna come out of this on top. That I'm gonna do a good job, that I'm gonna come out on top, and win this challenge. But also, I don't know, because being told not to do something makes me want to do it more, like immediately. Oh, so don't do that? Oh, okay, so now I have to. Now I have to. Oh, don't keep making you feel good. You're too sensitive. It's too much. Aw, baby. I'll stop when I'm satisfied with how fucked out you are. Okay? So you're gonna take it. But yeah, I don't know, man. Some sabotage. Who knows? I might have to pull out some sabotage and NSFW Venus this week. I don't know. Would you want to hear me whimper and moan for you? Oh, I would be so needy. But yeah, we'll see. So if you stuck around for the chaotic nature of this ramble, thank you. I hope you enjoyed. Then yeah. Oh, there go the fucking sirens again. God damn. Well, yep. That's today.